Paul, can you just start with looking ahead to Friday? Obviously, this is going to be your first game at Port Road under the lights as Town boss, and we're expecting a crowd of more than 20,000. Brilliant news.
It's great. We need the support. We've all said that you need the support, and we've got a massive fan base behind us, and we have to get them into the stadium and enjoy themselves. They pay a lot of money to come and watch, and there's one thing, if you pay a lot of money to come in and watch, regardless how the game goes, we will try and give them something, without a doubt, we'll try and give them something, but enjoy themselves as well. Leave all the negativity in the outside and come into the stadium and get your money's worth. So whether that's singing or jumping around, but just make the stadium vibrant, and we'll try everything we can to give them something back. But if we play the way we have been of late, then hopefully that will happen.
Have you heard much about the crowdfunding scheme this week and the charity ticket donation?
Yeah, I heard a little thing. I think that there's got to be a connection with your supporters in the football club. That goes without saying. Supporters are vital to you. Without them, there's no game. Without them and players, there's no game. And you have to have the two components to match each other. And if we can bring that connection together, which we're on a little road at the minute to bridging. If we do that, it's going to be a powerful stadium to play in.
How's the squad looking at the moment, Paul, after the break? You had a few away. Are they back okay?
Everybody came back in pretty good shape. Jonas obviously just played on Monday. Trevor played on Monday. Flynn has been away. Andy's been away. So they're the lads that probably need to have a little bit more recovery. One or two little bumps, which you normally get, but predominantly everybody's okay.
Are they all good? The guys who are on international duty, are they all good to go for Friday, or are they ones to watch until tomorrow?
They'll probably train tomorrow with us. They did another recovery day today, and they'll probably hopefully have a full squad tomorrow.
You were at Colchester Monday. How impressed were you with the trio that played for the under-20s?
I think Trevor, as the game went on, I think the game became easy for him. I think he was comfortable at the back. Andy's got some great touches. The ball, Flynn, I know about anyway because he's been playing for me, which I know exactly what the three of them can do. But difficult game in the first half, but England were strong in the second half. So, but first and foremost, I'm doubting that none of them got injured.
You've had a couple of, an under-23s game and a behind closed doors game during the break as well. One guy that's featured in both of those is Miles Kenlock. How's he progressing?
Miles is doing well. I think he obviously is out with an injury, and he's slowly but surely getting back up to speed with it. And he knows the way we want to play. He's trained it and watched it long enough now, but he's got Jonas in front of him, and having Jonas will compete. So, but he's doing 5 miles. I think he's got good quality in it, but I think he's still a little bit short of it because he's back from an injury.
And great to see further progress from Teddy Bishop as well. It was a strong 11 in that QPR game, wasn't it, that you put out?
Yeah, lads needed some game time, and Bish is the same. He needed game time as well from being injured, up and down at every time. So. And the lads done really well. They're getting into a way of playing. And if they keep doing what I'm asking them to do, then yeah, they'll be ready for the game.
Where just in your thoughts at the moment, Toto and Siala and Grant Ward, who didn't make your first two match day squads, how are they doing it, and what have they got to do to get in those?
Well, I can only pick 18, and everybody were excellent in training, as they two lads were. It was really tough. It has been tough to pick teams and subs because of the way the lads have been playing. That's been the difficulty. Every one of them have been excellent for me. And Wardy and Toto, they're every part of it. Their time will come, whether it's this week or next week, but their time will come because it's an impossibility to keep picking every same team and bench. If you do that, then it's pretty good going, but there's too many games for them to feature.
What did you make of Caden Jackson's performance as well? I guess a hat-trick at any level, he's got to take positives from that, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think that's it. He needed a game, Caden. He needed that feeling of hitting the net again. And I think that's important. Jordan's come in and done ever so well for us. And Caden knows as well. you can't play the game. He's got to be ready when we ask him. But the hat trick was certainly doing the world a good.
Just on a couple more longer term absentees, Ellis Harrison, Emir, and Tom Adeyemi. How close are they? Or are we to seeing them back in training?
I think Tom will still be. I think they're looking at January for Tom. He was just doing well, but he had a little setback with the injury. And if he can get him fit, the two of them back fit, then it's going to be great for us. And I think, who's the last one you asked me?
Ellis.
Ellis, he's actually started back training, which is great. And he's a little bit short match fitness without a doubt. He's a strong player, strong centre forward, a little bit short of match fitness, but doing really well.
So maybe a chance for him to feature at some point before the new year, but for the other two, the midfielders, it'll be 2019.
I think Tom will, I think will be, Emir, I think will be, I'm not sure, we'll have to keep a monitor on him. And Ellis definitely, he'll be, he's not too far away.
Just finally, West Brom, the opponents this Friday. They had a tricky October, not the best start to November, but boy, did they go into the international break on a high.
They did, yeah. Leeds played well. I watched the game. Leeds played well. Very tight. Nothing each. Very tight. And then obviously, they got the bit. They're one of the favourites to go back up. They've just come down. They've kept most of their players and added to it. And I think Dan's done a really good job when he took over. I think they'll still be there or thereabouts, West Brom. But I think this is a different game for what it would have been a couple of weeks ago, that's for sure. And we'll be ready for it. Can't predict the result, as I always say. But we're ready for the game, looking forward to it. We're playing with a lot of confidence at the minute, a lot of momentum. And we certainly don't look like a team at the bottom of the table, that's for sure.
Yes, sir, I can enjoy it.
Thank you. Paul, normally, I suppose, a game against West Brom would be considered a bit of a free hit, given that they are such a big team with lots of big budget Premiership players. Yeah. But in your position now, I suppose you've got to go out and win every game you've got in front of him, you really?
We have to, and I don't play any other way. I'll go for it. And we've got too many people coming, not to try and entertain them as well. I don't play the game any other way, it's no secret. I try and play with energy and on the front foot. Yeah, and everybody's beatable on the day. Over the course of the season, then I still expect West Brom to be high up in the league, whether they get promoted or playoff. I still think they'll be close to it because of the squad that they've got. But in any given game, you can win. That's normal. But we're in the entertainment business. We have to go out and play the way I think we can play and get the crowd and everybody on side, and we go and play as well as what we have been.
I imagine you'll be expecting a big crowd tomorrow night as well, and good gestures by the fans as well in terms of getting the numbers up as well. And it seems that the club is coming back together a bit now since your appointment as well.
I think that's important. I really do. I think it's a fabulous football club, a fabulous support behind it. And I think when you start to lose people going away from football and no company to stay them, you know there's a lot of problem there. And for me, the important thing was to try and reconnect that feeling with the football club and the supporters. Because without the supporters and the players, there's no game. There's no game for anybody. And we certainly needed both of them. And as I said before, even if they don't feel good coming to the game, but in the game, have a really good time, because you pay a lot of money, hard-earned money for it. So it's important that they enjoy themselves as well. We recognise we have to give them something to try and entertain them as well, but also they're a massive part of us sustaining the level we're at. And if we can do that, then it gives us a fighting chance.
You mentioned the level. I mean, how crucial is it that Ipswich do stay in the Championship as a club, because otherwise fans will invariably sort of drift away a bit, won't they?
We have to. We've only come in a couple of games ago, so as I said before, sometimes you can sleepwalk into things and then all of a sudden it hits you, and that's what happened here. I think it sleepwalk into it, and then but that's football, that happens. If it wasn't that such, it would be somebody else, but we're in a position to rectify it, and we'll do everything we can. We'll give it 100% but if we keep doing what we're doing, we'll be totally okay.
And West Brom first, but you obviously take each game as it comes. But you obviously, every player wants to play in these games, don't they? And you've got a lot of players, I imagine, chomping at the bit to try and get in your team these days. And
it's very difficult picking a side at the minute, the way they're playing. And even the 18, picking the bench is difficult, because the lads that are even overspill on that are playing really well in training and done really well in the the practice game. So it's difficult, but I'd rather have that than not. As long as everybody sticks together with it and there's that feeling of, okay, we could get injuries or suspensions and they're ready to come in. And so far, I've got to say, they've been great.
And you met Marcus this week to have a chat about things coming up in January. Well, I guess January was the big topic of conversation, was it, in terms of the kind of money you're going to have to...
No, it wasn't. Believe it or not, it wasn't. There was a conversation in that, but there was a generalisation of, I think, where the clubs went and what's happened to it and what they're feeling on and off the pitch was like in the community. And there was loads of conversations. And it wasn't just, as I said before, it wasn't just... January, there was a whole load of topics, and he asked my opinion what I thought was wrong, and he's been really supportive, and I'm pretty sure he'll be excited, hopefully, by things that we're asking, and hopefully, because the club needs him, it's his football club as well, and he's done great for it over the years, but it's his football club, and he's a custodian of it, and we'll try and help him as well as everybody else here.
When he asked you what was wrong, what did you say?
I think you know better than to ask me that. I think you know you're going to get the big zero answer on that, don't you? So you report down here, and I've only been here a few, but yeah, I have my own opinion on what happens.
Thanks, Paul.
All right.
Thanks. Paul, I gather you had a group of fans up here yesterday. Yeah. What was the thinking behind that, and what did you get out of that?
Well, I think the important thing for me is it's a really big club, and it has been in the years going by. As I said before, the history is great to have at any football club, really great, but you have to leave it somewhere. And when you get a club with history behind it, you tend to think it's got a big fan base behind it, which this club has. And I just felt, and maybe there wasn't a connection too much there, which I thought was lost a little bit. And I came up with an idea of get the fan groups in, and let's have a chat. And we have to listen to these fans as well. And I know there's a really good end in the singing and the drums and things like that. Use it to your advantage. And it was important to hear their views on it as well, to make the club move. Because the club has to move. It can't keep staying in this flatlining level of it's Ipswich and it's nice and easy. And you have to move at times, and the way the modern day game goes, the younger generation fan base, you have to get them through as well, and we need an end where I think it's going to be really vibrant and really go for 90 minutes, 95 minutes, and enjoy yourself and dance around, jump around, music or the drums, sing, regardless what happens, because they pay an awful lot of money. So I want to hear their views on it and where they thought we can make a better atmosphere. And the guys, I've got to say, the guys were really good. Really good. They just want the team to do well, and we have to connect with that.
How important is that atmosphere? Because a lot of managers come down here, say it's always a nice place to come, bring our team, good day out, and often in the past they've left with a good result as well.
Yeah, so. Yeah. No wonder they say it's good to come here. So you have to get rid of that tie. There's got to be some sort of people coming out of Switzerland and saying, This is going to be really tough. You have to get that back, that feeling back, which, again, you go back to the past that had it. You have to give the club back to the community. My job is to try and make it vibrant and make it like that. And because the support's here, we just have to get them back in. And we need them. As I said, without the supporters and the players, there's no game of football. Everybody would be made redundant. You guys would, there'd be nothing to report.
Yeah.
Really, it's a one team in a town. We need everybody to go together. And if we get that, we'll be stronger.
And this group of fans, I think, are planning something for Friday, aren't they? Hopefully going to get going from Friday.
I think it'll be great. I really do. I think the atmosphere will be great. And we have to perform as well. There's no point then. Usually, we will try what we can to give them. And I think as long as you see a team that's willing to give it a right good go. I can't predict the result, like I always say, but as long as they see everything that's coming, then I think they'll get right behind it.
You obviously sought advice from some legendary players and fans as well. Have you done that at other clubs, kind of bringing people together, or is it a special case that you found here at Ipswich that needed that?
Again, I go back to, I spoke to a lot of the Aston Villa lads that won the European Cup as well. It's important, and I played at clubs where there's big iconic players as well up at Celtic, the Lisbon Lions, who I don't think that will ever be done again. I think an 11-mile radius, a team winning the European Cup, all from Glasgow. I don't think it will ever be done again. And they're part of Celtic's history of what happened. The Villa lads are the same. It's one European Cup. It's an incredible achievement. And so I think that's important. But also recognised here, this is a big football club with iconic players. It's won the UEFA Cup, Europa League, if you want to rename it. It's a great team. It's won the FA Cup as well. So you can't ignore that past. You can respect history, but there's got to be a point where you leave it, and we have to try and create our own. We're never going to be as good as them, because that's another level and another era. But what we can do is try and make our own. But if people give us a chance with it, and don't look back, because their days are gone, but unbelievable footballers, Big Terry and George and John Watt, you can go through them all, Mick Mills, Russell Osman, the two Dutch lads, Murray and Tyson, Cooper and Gold, you can go through them all, Beattie, you can through them all, they're all legendary icons, which never be forgotten, but we have to have a chance to do our own.
We talked about the behind closed doors game earlier. One player that didn't feature, and that is Jordan Graham, who we gather is training with Oxford. Was that, he's obviously gone there with your blessing?
Yeah, I can only come in and see in my own eyes what I think's right and what I think's wrong. And I think we've got a squad where there's a lot of players as well, young ones as well, who I think are going to make an impact sooner rather than later. And I just go away, my own eye, and no ill feeling towards anybody. Just I pick what I think's right, and I always do that, really.
Obviously, someone you've worked with in the past as well. Did obviously you had an idea of what you were getting when Jordan Graham was on your sheet when you arrived here.
Well, you do know, most of the lads that have Jordan was only a young kid at Aston Villa when he was there, and he was out injured a lot, like Wolves, with injury. Came back the last 3 weeks and all that, but never a problem. I just pick a team that I think can win games, and a group that I think you can mould into the way you want to mould them.
Is it safe to assume that loan will be cut short when it can be in January?
Yeah, likely so. Likely so. Because we have a lot of players here. As I said, we've got young players here coming through as well. So, yeah, they've got to have a chance to progress as well.
I guess someone like Jack Lancaster probably came into your thinking with that as well, didn't he? Because he's sort of pushing up, and if there's someone ahead of him who you don't think is the right person to be there, then that's a problem.
Well, Jack's got a big, as I said before, he's got an incredible touch for football. He's got a terrific way of playing. And only a kid, but he's one young one, I think, you could have a massive career. But we have to nurture him and give him game time where we think, go on now and let's see what you've got.
Another player you've inherited, and I appreciate probably work permit law isn't your strong suit, but Genoi Dinassian, is there any update on his situation? Or is he still on loan waiting for his leave to run?
I think it's, I'm not 100% sure, but I think they're still working on it, or it's coming through, or whatever. Genoi was only a kid really still at Aston Villa, so times move, people get older, and he knows himself that with Chambers and Penton are playing really well together, and they've got to be ready if anything happens as well. So, but training wise, never a problem. Good pro, does everything he's asked of him, good about the area, so not a problem.
And he's one that's on loan, that I believe it's slated to become a permanent transfer if everything gets resolved. Is that all in motion? Is that something that can change?
I'm not sure too much of the details, because I'm just here. I know a lot about it, but I don't know the whole crux of what it entails. But I don't worry about it. I just train the team and pick the team, and then I deal with other things later. Thanks. Thank you.
You mentioned Dinassian. You talked to him about as a centre half there, which I think he was at Villa, wasn't he?
He was.
We saw him more as a right back, and I think he actually played at Accrington last season as a left back. Where do you see his best position?
Centre half.
You do.
That's me, and I see him as centre half. I know he's played right back and left back, but I see how. he might go right back, and left back I'll say no. If we needed somebody to fill in that area, then there's an option, but I still see strongest position is centre-half.
Trevor, of course, plays centre-half for England, and I think Chelsea tend to play him as a centre-half, and he's played midfield ever since he's been here.
Yeah.
What do you think is his best role?
Chelsea's obviously his parent club, and they'll see him where they see him. I've just come in here and saw him play midfield. I saw him playing in a three back at Millwall, and that didn't go down too well. You know, not just Trevor. I think the way the team was playing in the confidence was low, and things not going well their way. But since I've been here, the two midfield games he's played, he's been excellent. He's been brilliant for us. So I'll see. But to me, he looks comfortable in the middle of the pitch as well.
You mentioned Bish. Is he ready for a place in the 18? Yeah.
I'll decide when I think he's ready to come in. I think he's getting stronger. I think he's getting fitter. The problem with Bishop was that he couldn't sustain training. He was breaking down, training, never giving himself a chance. He's not really missed any training since we've been here, so he's getting stronger and he's getting fitter. So, as I said before, huge talent, man, really huge talent. But he's 22 years of age. He's got to leave potential at the door now. He's not a kid. He's got to start to make a mark in it. And I've had a chat with him about it, and he understands. But he's a really good footballer, really good. And we have to get the best from him.
And Emmy, you mentioned a setback. Is that a setback with the previous injury he had, or just something?
I don't know, because as I said before, I'm not long in the door. I know he had a problem with his knee before, and there's still a lot of problem there with his knee. Hughes is another one. It can't keep breaking down, training, breakdown. It's no good for anybody. He has to have a sustainable level of training, and then he breaks the back of the injury syndrome. So and he's one kid that you want to get really fit, because I think he can make a huge impact the way he passes the ball, which is important for me.
And Jonas was talking in the Danish press about his contract situation, with his contract up at the end of the season. The previous manager said that that was really on hold until he could see what he could do for him, basically, in the team. Is the situation the same with you now you've come in?
Well, the same situation. What is
that? In order to win a contract, for there to be an offer of a contract, he has to show you what he has to do.
No, I don't view it like that. No, I spoke with Jonas today, and obviously I knew his contract was up the other day there, and Marcus is going to speak to him anyway, and try and sort things out there. So, but I don't judge anything by what happened before. I can only see Jonas over the last few weeks, and he's been very, very good. He's a Danish international and played a lot of games in the championship. So I recommended, when I spoke with Marcus and Lee, that it's one of the lads you should speak to.
So are there any others you said that he should offer extended terms to?
Not really, because everybody's quite secure. That way Jonas has come out of contract, so I think Bishop's out of contract. He's just coming back, but Jonas is the kind of main. Everybody else is settled, so it's fine.
And you spoke to Marcus. Your sort of about recruitment in January, scouting situation, have you kind of put a network in place, or started to put a network in place?
Yeah, we spoke about it with it, and it's something that we have to look at as well. With that said, as I said before, there's a load of areas, so that was one of the areas that. That I'll look at.
Is Dave Bowman still going to be involved?
Yeah. We just need more help here, I think. I need more help. Of course, Dave, no problem whatsoever. I've only met him a few times, so there's no problem there. But also, I think we need a little bit of help.
Sounds like when you take over a club, obviously there's an enormous amount for a manager to take in from different aspects of a club, isn't there?
It's not just running the football team. There's loads. And that's the nature of the game, you know. That's the nature of the game.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
See you later on.
Good luck.
Thank you. See you later on.